know, Sligo Town would always have been a difficult place for any government sort of related candidates to get it. They tend to focus on the left. So, I mean, I said before, Seamus would get the highest, and he did. But I said Gina would be there, and so was Nessa, very close to that, and Arthur as well. I mean, you know, even years ago, you know, the direct transfer with everybody still in the field would be difficult if it was later in the day. I'd say Seamus would have done better again. And if it was the other way around, I'd say something similar. It's like if you're getting a third so early in the day of a transfer, that's a lot.
Yeah, but it's a party transfer, though. I mean, it just...
Yeah, but it's not. I mean, if you look at Seamus Kilgannon's vote, and early yesterday when we said in the absence of Rosalie, you know, and Rosalie was at around 1,000 or whatever it was in the last election, you know, half of that vote, at least, is a Rosalie O'Grady vote that Rosalie O'Grady has built up over many, many years. And in local elections, every one of us here can say, well, so-and-so voted for me, but they vote for so-and-so else in local elections, or they vote for me in the locals, or so-and-so else in a general election. So, so I'm not particularly surprised.
Yeah. What it means, like in actual votes there, is that out of Tom's 1,374, 400 people, 412 actually, voted number two for Seamus Kilgannon. It just seems low, but it still was 400 people voted for number two. Because it only transfers into a percentage, so a lot of the votes are lost. Now, had the vote of the 400 directly instead of the number two for him, instead of the number one, it would be a different ball game, and Tom probably didn't need them, and it would have it throws out different results. But you never know that when people are going out canvassing, they don't know how vulnerable they are, they don't know where the count is going to end up. So it's very hard to vote manage. One time they voted
that's
very well.
It comes down to there isn't vote management because it's so difficult to do it.
Yeah, see, vote management was okay when everybody knew, parties knew what they were going to get and everybody voted the standard way. But now that people are voting all over the place, it's very hard to vote manage.
Would you think it might be a bit easier in general elections because people are thinking in terms of government, where it's council? No,
even
not in constituencies like this. In Dunleary, in Dublin South, maybe. But, you know, the highest vote, say, Ray McSharry ever got in the town was, in a general election, was 2,500 votes. At least half of that was, he's our local fella from St. Patrick's Terrace. I bet you number two was going to Labour at the time, which was very strong in Sligo Town, and three or whatever. First time Ray McSherry canvassed the hill, he was looking for number threes against Labour. So this is, you know, historically a left town.